Wakarusa Music and Camping Festival, which happened up in Kansas earlier this month. And I was kind of surprised that I hadn't heard about what was going on there until just now. Apparently, it happened within the first week or two. It was a four-day-long music festival where people from all over the country had arrived. 15,000 of them, as a matter of fact, had arrived here, and everybody in vehicles, and there was checkpoints. And we pretty much focused on the checkpoint issue last hour. But there was more to the police presence at this festival. Now, for those of you that have been to something like this before, you're familiar with it. It's a weekend thing. People get together. They have a good time. People are drunk. People are on drugs. Everybody's having a good time. Really, the only trouble comes when people are too drunk and they get in fights. I mean, really, that's the only time that the police are really necessary to be at this event.
In fact, security could handle that.
Security could handle that. In this case, it's a public land where they're holding it on, so therefore the police are the security.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been at events like this. I've been to Livestock in Zephyr Hills, Florida, which is near the Tampa area, which is a weekend-long rock festival. Again, very similar idea, people waiting in line for hours and hours just to get in. You go in, you set up camp, you camp out, and you have a good time.
I've been to 24 Hours of Sebring, which is a 12 hours of Sebring, and it's a 12-hour car race.
Okay.
And they have races throughout the week, so it's a week-long festival of drunken debauchery where people try to entice young 14-year-old girls to show their breasts in exchange for beads.
Wow.
I was horrified by what I saw.
There are a lot of people trying to get people to show breasts, but I don't know. I think they pretty much will ask anyway. At these festivals I'm into, they'll ask anybody with a set of breasts to show their breasts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So things like that are going on. Drugs being sold, drugs being purchased, drugs being used, alcohol all over the place, underage drinking, you name it. There's a lot of laws being broken generally at these festivals. And the thing I was really impressed with when I went to the Livestock Festival was that the cops pretty much left people alone. I mean, you could be, for instance, selling marijuana out at this festival, and the cops will leave you alone. I don't know why they chose to do it that way. Maybe they just didn't want to start something. Maybe they didn't want people to be angry at them because they were obviously outnumbered, way outnumbered. And really, the only time I saw the cops taking action on anybody was if they spotted somebody walking down one of the trails smoking a joint, they'd ask them to put it out.
Whoa.
They wouldn't even confiscate it or take it from
them. They might take it from them, but that would be it. There'd be no arrest. That would be the extent of it. Also, they would get involved if there were people fighting. They would break that up. They would put a stop to that.
Great. And that's reasonable.
I was so impressed by the cops in that case. Well, the Kansas cops were a little more outrageous. This from the Lawrence Journal World. Let's see. Police presence dampened fest, campers say. It was a peaceful scene on the ridge overlooking the Wakarusa sunup stage. And they describe all the people dancing and enjoying themselves. And then one man says, "It's crazy. The cops have been driving through here on go-karts with night vision goggles on. This is the worst the cops have ever been." And Smith should know, the Fort Collins, Colorado native does this every summer, bouncing from one festival to the next, listening to music, and hanging out with his friends. But here, he said, the police presence has drawn attention from a musical lineup that he called the sickest of any large-scale festival anywhere.
Dude!
That was great.
He says, this is probably the best lineup of the summer, but I don't think I'll be coming back.
Aha. Deterring people from returning.
Exactly. Lieutenant Doug Woods of the Sheriff's Office says the sheriff's deputies and the state police have been using night vision goggles to monitor after-hours activity at the park, and that wasn't unusual. He says we've done it for the past 3 years. In all, Woods said the police at the park have either arrested or removed 144 people from the park over the weekend, typically for alcohol or drug violations. And it is gross.
Out of 15,000, 144 people.
Mm-hmm. It's too many, and most of them probably were not.
That's not even 10%.
He also said, yeah, but if you were one of the 144, you'd be feeling a little differently. He also said that there had been no arrests for violent crimes other than a few scuffles. So of those 144, probably 140 of them were for drug possession or, you know, maybe underage alcohol possession or something like that. So they go on to describe how...
Just proving again that drug users are easy targets for cops.
Well, that's right, because they know that they're not going to fight it. They know they're just going to pay the fine and do the community service or whatever it is that the judge determines is appropriate. One of the concert goers says, the weekend was awesome. We've seen a lot of shows, great shows. But the person, the goer, also had a run-in with the police after an officer spotted a pipe sitting on their catch-all table. She says, they ransacked our campsite. They dumped out your bag even if you weren't there, which
now,
seems a little outrageous.
That fair? Now, that I do disagree with.
Well, one thing I'm going to tell you here is this is going to kind of teach the promoters to use public land, because they shouldn't be.
No, they definitely shouldn't be.
Good point. The promoters are actually considering not even holding the festival there anymore in this particular location. And that's what the cops are essentially going to do. They're going to drive this economic boom.
Exactly.
For
they're
their
bringing
town.
In business to their town.
Right. The
and
other,
money.
There are several articles in the Lawrence Journal World that point out, one of the other articles is pointing out how the businesses in the area are stocking up on ice, stocking up on beers, you know, convenience stores, that sort of thing. They're stocking up on products that they know are going to sell out.
Right, of course they are.
Because I remember when I went to Livestock, and if you've ever been at any of these festivals and you have any experiences you want to share, 1-800-259-9231. One of the more interesting parts of these festivals is actually, in my opinion, waiting in line. I found that actually a lot of fun, because you're waiting in this three-hour-long line full of cars. People are already three sheets to the wind, right? I mean,
you love the people watching.
He absolutely does. I went to the airport I've been to the airport a few times now with Ian, and he just loves to people watch.
He just has this big kick out of it.
Well, in this case, you get to
comment on them as they go by.
Yeah. In this case, you get to interact with them, because people are generally pretty friendly. They're pretty outgoing, and they're wasted as well. But you're waiting alongside of the road, and any time you pass by a convenience store, you can see people just running over there. I mean, people getting out of their cars because you're sitting there for 10 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You move a little bit, sit some more, you know, so these convenience stores along the route are really getting some serious business. So we're talking about a nice little economic boost for the town that the cops are going to scare away. They're going to scare away the entire festival with this kind of behavior.
Yeah, they are.
And it's really sick and really sad.
It is, but I think, as Mark had stated, if this promotion was done on, or this event was taking place on private land
with private security,
then the issue wouldn't even have this issue.
It would
right
be
now.
Lessened, but the cops could still set up their checkpoints, and they still could harass people. They absolutely could.
Now, what I'm shocked at is, really, typically when events like this are held on public land, isn't it usually something where they're not charged an entry fee?
Oh, I know. There's charges. Yeah,
there's lots of parks that have events that do get
the promoters
for,
are paying.
Sure.
The promoters are paying a good amount.
And many cities and municipalities have rules that, whether it's on private land or public land, that you have to use police in a certain capacity for security, and you have to pay, you know, so much and that kind of thing. So a lot of towns have legislated themselves out of the festival business.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you thought that it was bad what they were doing in Kansas, these promoters really should not at all consider taking this this concert to Michigan. Last week, the Michigan Supreme Court made a 4-3 ruling. Pot smokers beware, according to DebtNews.com. The joint you smoked 4 weeks ago could come back to haunt you under a ruling by the Michigan Supreme Court. Now, imagine this ruling being in place and them doing roadside searches. In a 4-3 vote, the court ruled that motorists can be prosecuted for driving under the influence of drugs if they test positive for any trace of marijuana, including a metabolized remnant that experts say can stay in a person's system for weeks after they smoke.
What?
Months.
Let me translate this for those of you that haven't smoked pot before. For those of you that aren't pot smokers and don't know about this. If you smoke a joint tonight, the metabolites, the little remnants of the smoking process, of the marijuana being in your bloodstream, will stay in your system for a few days. If you're a frequent smoker, if you're a daily smoker, you may, if you put down the joint and you quit smoking pot, you may actually have the evidence that you had smoked pot in your bloodstream for up to 3 or 4 weeks afterwards.
And there's an amazing process. Is if you're metabolizing fat at the same time that you have these in, that fat they can get put into the fat cell. And then if you burn that fat cell, lose some weight,
mm-hmm. it'll release
24 months later, boop, out they come.
Which means that if you get pulled over in Michigan now and they find those traces, even if you haven't smoked pot in 3 weeks, you're going to jail. We'll give you the details on the way. This is your show. This is Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Wednesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Though we're talking about the encroaching police state, the police getting more and more powerful over time as less and less people decide to have the courage to stand up against them. So if we don't do anything to put a stop to this, they're going to keep seizing more of our freedoms. In the case of Michigan, the Supreme Court's ruled in a 4-3 vote that motorists can be prosecuted for driving under the influence of drugs, a DUI charge, driving under the influence, if they find marijuana metabolites in your system. If they find evidence that you have smoked marijuana at some time in your past, DUI. Doesn't matter if you're high at the time. That's not an issue to the police. As long as they know you've smoked marijuana, you're going to jail. Do you think that's a good idea? Is that going to help keep the roads safe? Is there anybody out there that agrees with this? Even if you're a cop, I want to hear from you. If you think this is a good idea to be throwing people who smoke marijuana in jail, period, because they have evidence of it in their bloodstream. 1-800-259-9231. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken their time to send us a validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. In fact, Melissa, you're on our shrine.
I absolutely am.
So if you've been wondering what Melissa looks like, you can go and do that. She is on the Shrine of Female Listeners. And ladies, we'd like you to be on the shrine as well, because the point of it is not a beauty contest. It's women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors. They've all submitted their pictures because they like the show, and we want to show you off. Shrine of Female Listeners, there at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So the situation in Michigan now is that if you smoked a joint a week ago and get pulled over tonight and they do a test, and one thing that I... Actually, yes, they can compel a blood sample. I wasn't sure if this article addressed it because I've seen a couple different ones. But apparently they can take your blood. I don't know if that means on the side of the road or what. And if you are indeed found to have residue of marijuana in your blood, you're going to jail.
That's just ridiculous.
Wait a minute.
Taking blood samples from people.
Cops taking blood samples.
Yeah, they'd have to be certified, first of all.
They'd be
trained in some fashion as to how to do it properly.
That wouldn't make me feel good about it.
No, it doesn't. It wouldn't make me feel good either.
Now, the blood thing... I might understand a little bit better, because doesn't your system, wouldn't it show more in your blood how recently you had smoked the marijuana?
No.
There's no way to determine that?
Well, they don't care anyway.
If, for instance, the way this is phrased, a trace amount is good enough for them.
Right.
And if you smoked a whole bunch of marijuana, suppose you were a regular smoker 3 weeks ago, but then you stopped, didn't smoke anymore for 3 weeks, you would probably show up about the same as a person who had smoked yesterday but had never smoked before.
That's true.
I see.
So it's just why are they, the quantities decrease.
Why are they singling out specifically marijuana users? Why
because
isn't
it's
it
a
singled
war on
out?
Marijuana. Because that's what it is. That's
instead
what the war
of the war
on
drugs, well, it's a war on marijuana at this point.
The other drugs out there, I don't know about all of them, but I've heard about some of the other drugs. They leave your system fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I think cocaine's out of your system within
three days, something like that.
A lot of the other drugs, they
alcohol's
don't,
out in 24.
Yeah, they don't last very long. Marijuana's one of the drugs that goes for a long time.
Yeah.
Not the effects. I want to make it clear. It's not the effects of smoking. If you smoke really good pot, you're done in 4 hours. I mean, your high has ended at that time. But the remnants will be in your system for up to 3 or 4 weeks, depending on how frequent of a smoker you
and
are.
And the amount that you have at a given snapshot in time, in the same way that being able, you know, a cop hitting you with a radar gun and catching you at 30 miles an hour doesn't say that you were going 90 at one point. It just says that you're going 30 miles an hour.
But it does say that you are a lawbreaker, and we should throw all you pot smokers in jail. We need to build a whole jail for pot smokers, because that's what they're going to have to do. I mean, there's millions of Americans that smoke marijuana, and I'm sure a few hundred thousand of them in Michigan.
They don't want to put them in jail. They just want to give them a fine and get their money.
Exactly.
Well, if they're arrested on a DUI charge, they're going to jail at least for the night.
Mm.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Patrick in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Patrick. Good. What's on your mind?
Great. Well, you guys have made a lot of good points about the new marijuana law in Michigan. And I think, first of all, marijuana laws in general are unconstitutional, but I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on TV.
Yes, but thank you. We agree with you on that one.
Yeah, but at the same time, doesn't it defy the definition of driving under the influence if somebody's not actually under the influence and they get, you know, they're going to go to jail for being under the influence?
Sure it does. But
2 weeks ago, you're obviously, like you said, you're not going to be high after 3 or 4 hours.
That's true, but they don't care.
That's an argument that some lawyer will definitely bring up in a couple few years' time, that finally, after I can't tell you how many people's lives have been left in shambles, and let's hope that he manages to get it through, but the state's not going to refund the fines that people have paid.
Hell
no.
And, you know,
I think that's one of the main issues is squeezing more money out of the populace.
Yep.
Second of all, there's a philosophical issue, and that I think the governments in general deem people that use marijuana as people that are more likely to be anti-government, social deviants, undesirables, as the country club set would call them, even though a lot of them are secretly smoking it inside their mansions.
Of course they are.
Absolutely.
And they're getting the good stuff.
But, oh, you know it.
Yeah, and on another level, I think it's all about more toward the police state, having more people in the system, more people fingerprinted, more people under surveillance and incarcerated.
You
and
better
that's
believe
really
it.
The ultimate goal of the Nazis.
You know, I wish I could disagree with something you've said, but I can't. You're absolutely right, Patrick.
Well, I've been agreeing with everything you guys have said, too, so I guess I'm a ditto head.
The most... No, whoa, we don't know about that term. I don't know about that term, but...
Hey, let's not give credit where credit hasn't been paid for, okay?
Right. Yeah, more choice of words on my part.
You know, it's so sad. The saddest part, though, about all this, Patrick, is the fact that the pot smokers in America, the millions of them... Of all ages, you know, from their late teens all the way up to their 50s and 60s. I mean, there's people from, you know, the Vietnam War era that, you know, that are still smoking pot. I've met them.
Yeah.
And it's the sad part is that there's so many of them, but they're all so afraid to come out and essentially come out of the closet and, you know, let people know that they are pot smokers and that they're outraged by this and that they're tired of this war on drugs. They're tired of people being arrested. They're tired of their friends and their family members being thrown into the system, thrown in jail, harassed, and their lives ruined because
possibly
they smoke.
Even losing their job.
You better believe it. And ruined because they decided to inhale the burning fumes of a plant.
I have a website to a nationwide organization if anyone is interested in getting more involved in activism towards the reform of the marijuana laws. I'm not talking about just the organization Normal, which has been bastardized enough.
Which organization?
But there's another one called the Marijuana Policy Project, and that address is www.mpp.org.
We've actually had Bruce Merkin on from the Marijuana Policy Project. I think the interview's archived on our website at freetalklive.com.
Oh, cool.
And I like what they're doing. I mean, they're moving in the right direction. I don't agree with them with their calls for regulation. Right, I understand that they believe that they feel that those calls are necessary in order to get their legislation taken seriously, so I understand where they're going.
Incremental movement.
Right. I just think we just need to decriminalize it and let people sell it how they want to. Patrick, thanks for being out there, man, and check us out again there on KCXL. We're on every night. Thanks for listening. 800-259-9231. Well, it's nice to have somebody call and agree, but there must be somebody out there that thinks it's a good idea to arrest every single person who's ever smoked a joint. I mean, that's what they're talking about doing in Michigan. And do you think it's a good idea to give people blood tests on the side of the road? Who can call and defend that? Really, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, welcoming you to the police state of America. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
That is the toll-free number. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Do you think it's a good idea for police to be blood testing people on the side of the road? Do you really think that's a good idea? Because Michigan thinks so. Well, if you think so, 800-259-9231.
But Ian, they have to prove that, you know, these people are innocent until they're proven guilty, so they have to prove. And the only way they're going to prove it is to be able to do these tests on the side of the road.
Well, that's what they're talking about. The Supreme Court ruling here from last week, and the Michigan Supreme Court, 4-3 ruling, that motorists can be prosecuted for DUI if they test positive for any trace of marijuana, including the metabolized remnant of marijuana that can stay in your system for up to 3 or 4 weeks after you're done smoking pot. Now, if you again want to chime in here, 800-259-9231, we also invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. There's a broadband version of the show. And a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. So, a little bit more information from this article from DebtNews.com. Officers still need probable cause to believe that a crime was committed before they can request a blood test. But motorists who refuse could be found guilty of a civil infraction and lose their license. Sounds like an interesting kind of a request, doesn't it? We're going to request that you give us your blood, and if you don't, we might just arrest you and take away your driver's license. Well, now wait, civil infraction, that can't be, you can't be arrested for that, right? Or can you?
It's not criminal.
Okay.
No.
No.
Just fined.
Okay, so if you don't give us your blood, we're going to fine you and take away your ability to drive.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Well, once they take away your ability to drive, and then you do, then it's criminal.
Wait, once
then once you drive, it
if you drive
criminal.
and you don't have the ability,
I see.
And of course, if you submit to the blood test and they do find that you've got marijuana in your system still from maybe you smoked it a week ago, then they're going to take your license anyway, right? I mean, usually on a DUI, don't they take your license away?
Yeah. I believe they do.
At the very least, they suspend it for a period of time on a DUI, and I know if just after the second and third, it really gets a long time. I don't know everything. I know that some states even give you a special license plate called a party plate.
A party
that?
Plate?
That special plate identifying you as
a drunk?
Drunk driver, yeah.
Known drunk?
Yeah, that's awesome.
A party
well,
plate.
Not only that, but these people, their names are going to be listed in the local newspapers. They're going to, I mean, they could affect them with their job. Their car could be impounded because now their license has been taken away from them.
True. They do list the drunken drivers in the newspaper. I guess they would start listing pot-smoking drivers as well.
Lots of jobs have criteria for being hired, and if you're, for whatever reason, you have this charge, you won't get hired. I mean, delivery drivers, in advertising, if you sell advertising on a local basis, you have to have a driver.
This could really be detrimental to the pizza industry as well. I mean, every driver in that case, I mean, virtually every pizza man out there is a pot smoker. I know,
goodness.
It's an unfair
statement,
but really I have yet to been proved wrong on that. 800-259-9231.
I happen to know a pizza driver that does not smoke marijuana. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
You found one?
I know one. I don't know that many pizza drivers, okay?
We used to have them call the show all the time, and as we get on more weekday affiliates, we'll probably start hearing from more of the pizza men out there. All right, so in both cases, by the way, in this the Supreme Court case, it's the ruling stemmed from two cases. In the first case, a woman admitted smoking marijuana 4 hours before she crossed into oncoming traffic on a snowy road, striking another vehicle.
What? 4 hours?
That car's front seat passenger was killed, and three children were injured. In the second case, a man stopped for erratic driving admitted smoking marijuana 30 minutes before. In both cases, blood tests found 11-carboxy-THC, a byproduct created when the human body metabolizes marijuana. The ruling turned on the court's interpretation of the law that prohibits driving under the influence of drugs. The four justices in the majority concluded that the byproduct is a drug under the law, even though experts testified to the Supreme Court that, quote, it has no pharmacological effect on the body and its level in the blood correlates poorly, if at all, to an individual's level of THC-related impairment. So the judges basically said, well, it says THC in there. It must be a drug.
What? So they just completely ignored the advice from the expert.
That's correct.
And, you know, this is the problem when you have people who aren't scientists making these kind of just random, arbitrary decisions.
Well, it's not. I don't know if it's random. It's a political decision to empower the police. It's a political decision to empower the government even further to run roughshod over our freedoms and our liberties.
Okay, I'm really questioning this gentleman did you say he was pulled over for erratic driving?
So that's what they say, yeah.
Okay, and he had said he had smoked a joint 30 minutes prior.
Correct.
He must have smoked some kick-butt stuff because I find that hard to believe that 30 minutes later you'd be driving that erratically.
I love this. There's a comment section on this story, and the best one is this one from John Culling of Michigan. He says, sorry, folks, but I'd rather have someone who has a couple of drinks driving on the roads than a pothead who just had a joint or a stoner who might not even remember that he or she's in a car.
He's an idiot.
What? You can tell this guy has never dealt with
never,
a stoner in
never
his life.
Never smoked pot, ever.
He doesn't
ever
have any idea what he's talking about.
Right.
That's insane. I would have to say most of how many, what are the statistics out there? How many people do we know of that have actually died in car accidents or caused death in car accidents directly related to marijuana use?
I'm sure it's happened.
Well, it may have happened, but in many of those cases, first of all, the statistics, Melissa, are non-existent, really. From time to time, you'll see an article about a crash. If, for instance, I remember a couple of years ago, there was a bus driver that crashed the bus that he was driving, and they tested his blood, and they found that he did have marijuana in his bloodstream. But they, even though the article focused on the fact that he had smoked marijuana, they, for some reason, downplayed the fact that he was also on prescription medications at the same time. So, in the very few cases where marijuana has been identified to be a factor in a traffic accident, there's always another factor. There's always alcohol as well, or prescription medications, or something else going on. There really just aren't statistics that show that marijuana is a factor.
Well,
in fact, statistics show the opposite. Statistics show that pot smokers are a very small percentage, but a slight percentage more likely to be safer drivers than regular drivers.
Because they're driving at 20 miles an hour.
Well, and whatever the reason, the fact is they're safer drivers. So
yeah, I would
answer.
Definitely agree with that. I think that people tend to, when you're high on marijuana, anyone who's used marijuana knows this, that when you're typically high on marijuana, you tend to become a little paranoid. And
you
I know this.
You're high.
Right. You
unlike
know,
a drunk who's, oh, I'm all right.
I'm fine.
Don't you worry about me. They have the, I don't know, is there a word for it? I know you've got what is it? Beer goggles when you're looking at people. But there must be some word for the brazenness that a drunk has for wanting to drive home once one is intoxicated. There must be a word for
it. I don't know anything about it.
1-800-259-9231. Drunken courage. I don't know.
Mm.
But I've driven on the road high on marijuana countless times and never once a problem. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Oh, wait, that wasn't the correct time for the music bed to fire. That's why it went away.
It was just a random guitar chord just popping on in.
That was nice.
So I've done it plenty of times, Melissa. I'm sure that you've engaged in this.
And
as well.
I can tell you I've also driven under the influence of alcohol, and that is something that I would never do again. I must say I've gotten in my vehicle, thought I was fine, got halfway home, and the effects of the alcohol hit me, and I was no longer able to drive my vehicle from that point.
Did you
and
make
I
it home or
that.
Did you pull over?
I did make it home, and I should not have drove home.
Wow.
But I did make it home, and I'm really upset with the fact that I allowed myself to drive home under the influence of alcohol.
Well, if you hadn't have driven home and pulled over on the side of the road and accidentally left your keys in the ignition, you might have gotten a DUI, even though you were pulled over.
Oh, absolutely. Even if I was sleeping in the vehicle trying to let the effect of the alcohol wear off.
I've heard of people getting tickets with having their keys sitting in the footwell. It's still considered an act of possession.
Really? Wow, I've never heard of that. That's outrageous. And by the way, I'd like to point out, I'm not advocating that people get high and drive, and I'm being told liquid courage is the term. Liquid courage. Anyway, I'm not advocating that you go out and get high and drive. I think that there's still a chance that you could forget something. You could you are more likely, I think, to make a mistake. Right, in an inebriated state. But nonetheless, the statistics say that it's just not near as dangerous to be high and drive. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, Mark, you've got an email about this whole NWO immigration controversy that we've been discussing. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice about a spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at opcpure.com to be exceptional. They're all natural, energy-giving supplements, restore your body's health, and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of opcpure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of opcpure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains anthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest-growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, everything's free. Bulletin board system, archives, wiki, updates, live streaming, and more. You get it all on the house. What do we ask in return? Well, that you support the show voluntarily. $3 a month is all we're asking for the AMP program. $3 a month makes you an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So basically, the way it works is we take your $3 a month in, we turn it right back around into promoting Free Talk Live. We buy industry advertising, promoting the show to more radio stations. We buy internet advertising, getting more internet listeners on board. And there's more that we do. In fact, you can get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. The process is simple to sign up. And you get perks. You get access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in lines, and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. We go straight to the phones because this is the show about your calls. So let's talk to Mark. Listening on KGEZ in Montana. Hello, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I was just delivering pizza tonight, and I've always listened to these shows, and this is one of the best shows I've heard. You guys have kind of hit it on the nail.
Excellent. Now, what part have we hit on the nail?
I don't have much opinion on stuff. I'm pretty just to each his own, but my only thought is that's the only way they can tax it, is to try to weigh... find a way to fine us. You know?
Wait. Are you talking about marijuana?
Yeah.
You think they're taxing marijuana through fining people?
That's the only way they can, because they can't tax it.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. They could if it was legalized. If Montana decided next week that they were going to legalize marijuana and then it would go into the stores, do you guys have a sales tax in Montana?
No. But that's how they could do it.
Good.
Now, Mark, real quick,
control of it.
You can brew beer in your spare time at your house, can't you?
Yeah.
But you pay a VIG to the government every single time you buy a beer. It obviously isn't so much that you're not willing to stop buying beer, because I still buy my beer in cans.
Oh, me too, yeah.
I don't make my own, so I think that you would see the same sort of thing happening with marijuana. It's hard to grow the right marijuana. You find the right seeds, you know, and fertilize the plants. And
it's a process.
Have a plot of land. Not everybody has a plot of land.
Or an empty room in your house and, you can dedicate to it.
Could the government do that? Could they start growing their own plants and sell it like cigarettes and stuff?
Well, I wouldn't want the government doesn't make cigarettes and they don't make beer. But they make whoever makes cigarettes and beer pay them. Some taxes and stuff.
I'd like to point out though that in Canada they are moving more towards a more legal status for marijuana, and they have made the mistake of allowing the government to be the exclusive distributor of medical marijuana in Canada, and as a result. The Canadians, the medical marijuana patients there, have been complaining because the quality is just inferior. I mean, when you put the government in charge of anything, they fail. They just fail at everything. They can't even grow a weed. I mean, growing pots... Yeah, yes, you can take a lot of time to grow pot, and you can put a lot of effort into it, but you can also just throw seeds everywhere, and it'll just start growing. I mean, it's a weed. They call it that for a reason. But the government can't manage to churn out a good batch of pot if it would save their lives. I got a question for you. Since you are a pizza delivery man, I'm not going to ask you which company you work for, but of the drivers at your location, and I understand you're in Kalispell, so you probably don't have a lot of them, but of the drivers at your location, how many of them are pot smokers?
Well, it has to be probably 80%.
80%.
Yeah,
you're probably conservative. Yeah.
Yeah.
So but at least 80% of your drivers pot smokers.
Yeah.
Once again, my argument is I'm right on it.
Now I'm just really curious, Mark. At this pizza delivery operation that you work for, is there any drug policy in effect? Are you drug tested prior to employment?
No. What they've told us is they could test everybody, but then they wouldn't have anybody working there.
Yeah, sounds like radio.
Yeah, that's our business too. In fact, that's the same thing for the restaurant business. In fact, the food industry in general, whether it be restaurants or fast food, also tends to have a very high level of marijuana smokers. And so if the cops were really serious about arresting marijuana smokers, they would just go and test everybody at any old restaurant in town, and they'd probably eliminate at least 80% of the staff there.
And I smoked enough that I know it doesn't affect your driving or nothing.
Think about it. We have all these people working in restaurants, and they're working with knives and forks, as Ian's pointing out,
sure.
And they're not getting injured on a daily basis. They're not injuring other people on a daily basis. So
I've known chefs that'll step out the back door at their restaurant, get high, come back in, and keep cooking.
Yeah.
It's for real. Now, Mark, you said you like listening to the show there on KGEZ, but as you probably know, we're only on live for 1 hour there in Kalispell. So I know that the program director over there at KGEZ, Elizabeth, she's been considering putting us on, because we do a three-hour show. She's been considering expanding our hours. So, you know, if you want to hear more Free Talk Live, take a moment tomorrow during the day, put down the joint for just a second, pick up the phone and call. I'm kidding, of course. Pick up the phone, call the station, talk to the program director, and tell her you want to hear more Free Talk Live. All right, man?
Yeah, and what was her name?
Elizabeth at KGEZ.
And what is your hours, just so I know, so I can keep listening?
Oh, she knows. Well, we're on for this hour right now in KGEZ.
Okay.
But we've got an hour before this hour and an hour after this hour that they don't air.
So what is that, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. in Kalispell?
Well, no, they're Mountain Time, so 5 to 8 would be our show hours.
Yeah, okay.
The whole hours.
There you go, Mark. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. And the same thing applies to anybody listening to this show on the radio. If you're not getting the whole program, call your station and tell them you want to hear all of Free Talk Live. Tell them you want all 3 hours, six nights a week, because we are live Monday through Saturday. It's very simple. Believe it or not, your calls make a difference. Because these program directors, they really don't hear from you. They really don't know what you want.
Yeah, they're a little insulated sometimes.
Right. The business of radio is a bunch of people sitting around an office trying to figure out what it is their listeners want to hear. The only thing they really have to go on is numbers.
Ratings.
Is the book, the ratings. And it's in smaller markets like Kalispell, for instance, there are no such thing. I mean, there are not ratings in these markets. There are smaller ratings companies that do rate some smaller markets, but even then it's a once a year kind of thing. They'll get ratings for the entire year.
Right.
And really, it's just a matter of who likes what. And if they're getting positive feedback on a show, you can bet it's not going anywhere. And on the other hand, if they're getting negative feedback on a show,
you could probably bet it's not going anywhere.
That may not be the case. If all they're hearing something negative, then they may just be tired of hearing the negative calls, and you know, after another year, take it off the air. So if you like the shows you're listening to, whether it be Free Talk Live or something else, speak out about it.
The important thing is voice your opinion, because this is somewhere where it does count.
Well, I think that one of the tricks to voicing your opinion is not saying that you disagree with a show and you hate their opinion, but as much as, you know, sometimes shows are just bad.
Yes.
And if you said that might go a little farther.
And also this applies to those of you listening on the internet. If you like the show and you want to hear us live on a radio station in your town, totally possible. Just go to local.freetalklive.com to learn how to help get us on your local stations. Again, that's local.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, you've got an email. Actually, you've got a couple emails about this controversy we've been having about immigration and the so-called New World Order.
Right. Well, this one's from TW. If you and Ian believe that we should have an open immigration policy or open border,
yes,
then aren't you going along with the government, Bush, and the globalists that support the Pan-American Union?
What?
I thought you would agree that most anything the government would do is probably bad. I guess if you want to open an unlimited immigration, you fall right in line with the globalists and the governments.
What is he talking about? George Bush just sent 6,000 National Guard troops down to the border. They're talking about increasing border security. I guess the allegation is that that's all just a facade, right? That they're just trying to play like they want closed borders, when in fact they're really going to leave it wide open. That's his position, essentially?
Well, the American people, 3 years ago, did we have an immigration problem? I mean, now we have at the very least 12 million illegals in this country. Maybe
it's not
many
a problem. I don't consider it a problem.
Did we have pretty much the same thing going on 3 years ago?
Of course.
Well, where was the issue? Americans were not talking about this. The fact
yeah,
is,
where did this
we
come from?
Are mind controlled by our politicians. Politicians threw this up as a straw man, is the terminology. They built something, an issue that is not real, so they can knock it down. And that's what they're doing. They've built the straw man. Now they're going to knock it down.
But he's saying that the politicians want open borders, so we can have a global government.
He says that
George Bush wants open borders. That's what he said.
If you we believe in, aren't you going along with the government and their illegal immigration? Now, the government absolutely, or big business, absolutely does want illegal immigration, because illegal immigration throws a monkey wrench in the whole supply and demand chain. If I'm working for you, Ian, if I'm, my name's, you know,
Javier,
Joaquin, or whatever, and I'm working for you, and I'm an illegal alien, and I decide, you know, hey, that $3 an hour you're paying me, that's not good enough. Somebody offered me $4. I'm going to go there. And
oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to call the INS, or ICE.
Oh, crap. Now I'm your indentured servant.
Now you're stuck.
You see how it is?
In fact, I'm cutting your pay.
Big business wants illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is wrong. And so we don't agree with them. We actually want open borders.
Right. We want
Bush doesn't want open borders.
We want every immigrant to be legal. We want it to be so there is no ICE. We don't want the Department of Immigration bureaucracy. We want people to be able to come and go freely. What's wrong with that? We'll discuss this more coming up here. 800-259-9231. And if you can tell me what's wrong with people crossing borders freely, let me know. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.